Here was the clever invention of this clever guy called Richard Hamming. There was a nice picture of him in his hideous 50s sports jacket. So here's Hamming's code. This is a code for transmitting blocks of 4 bits. So here are the all possible combinations of 4 bits. There are 16 of them, 000, 0001, 0010, 0011, and so on. Okay, so there's all possible 16 combinations of 4 bits. And he adds 3 error bits, error coding bits, to every word. And they happen to be in this magic pattern that I've written down here. Okay, so what's magic about it? What's magic about it is that it detects all 1-bit and all 2-bit errors. I'll show you how in a minute. And it corrects all 1-bit errors. That is to say, if there's only 1 bit wrong, there's only one reasonable possibility about which code word it should have been. So let's look at it. Let me do it. We'll do the example here. Do an example. Okay. So what's the cleverness in this table is that if you take any two code words, you know, this one and this one, let's say, they differ in at least 3 places. So let's see if we can do. Let's take one, this one, and this one. Okay, these two data words are only 1 bit apart: 0100, 0101. But if you look at the two code words together, they differ in the 4th position, in the 6th position, and in the 7th position. Because here you've got 10, and here you've got 01. Okay, and no matter which two you compare, if you go through all possible, you know, 16 times 15 combinations and compare them one to each other, every pair of code words differs in three positions. So that means that if you get something that's only 1 bit off from one word, it's got to be at least 2 bits off from any other possible code word, and you assume that it's the one that it's closer to that is the thing that was meant to be transmitted. So let's look at an example. Here's the crucial concept. Take any two strings of bits. Okay, the Hamming distance is the number of bit positions in which they differ. So these two code words, 1000, 101, and 1001, 110, differ in 3 positions, that one, and that one. Otherwise, they're identical. So these two have Hamming distance 3. Okay? And this is actually, if you work it out, it actually sort of obeys the triangle inequality, but we don't care about that. It sort of acts like a distance. So this turns this thing of figuring out a error correcting code design into a problem of finding 16 bit strings of length 7. There are 2 to the 7th, or 128 possible bit strings of length 7, and you want to find some 16 of those, no two of which are separated by a distance less than 3. So let's look at the example here. So here's the sort of geometric interpretation of what's going on here. Here's a code word that's one of those Hamming code words that I showed you. Okay, what do all the things that differ from this by 1 look like? Well, there are 7 of them, right? This one differs only in the last position. This one differs from this only in the 2nd position. This one differs from this one only in the 4th position. Otherwise, they're the same. Okay, so there's kind of a set of these. There's 7 that are distance 1 from this code word, right? So there's kind of a radius of one around this that has these other code words in it. Now you take some, take the things that are distance one from these, like this guy, 100111, is distance one from this, 100111, right? It just differs in that position. So it's one away from there. So if you put all the things around here that are one away from any of the things in the blue ring, you get that one, you get that one. Okay, these are all distance two from the thing in the yellow, in the yellow oval. Okay, so there's a radius of size two around that. So this guy, so none of these are valid code words. This guy, which is a valid code word, is distance one from this, 100111, 100111, and that, and various other things. So there's a radius of one around here. But these two, which are both in that table of 16 code words I picked out, are distance three from each other. One, two, three, to get from here to there to there. Okay, so you see what's going on here? So if you send all of your blocks of four data bits by using instead these seven-word code words, not only can you tell whether something is in error by one bit, you can tell whether something's in error by two bits, and if the thing you receive is in error by only one bit, you can tell which code word it probably was. If this is what you receive, it's more likely that it's a garbled version of this than of this, because it's only Hamming distance one from here. This would only require one bit flip to get from here to here, and would require two bit flips to get from here to there. Okay? So this is an error correcting code, and it's the beginning of a whole series of other clever things that can be done to encode the data. Yes?
Wait, but if you flip a different bit from 100111, it's going to go to a different possible.
The only things that you ever transmit are the things in yellow. Right? I don't think I said it quite right. It only requires one bit flip to get from here to here. Right? The things you put into the wire are the things in yellow. You never put any of the other things into the wire. The transmitted things are only the things in yellow. If this is what you've received, and the only possibilities are this and this and the other 14 valid code words, right? The most likely thing that if this is what you receive, the most likely thing that it would have been was this, because that's the place where it only requires one bit flip, right? And the thing is, the geometry of the thing is set up so that there's only that there's always distance three, at least between the code words.